Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Well, at your service. That's what they call me around here, and rightfully so. Welcome back, 34 After the Hour. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having an old friend back on the show. Somebody who's been with us, was first with us way back in 99 when he was the Small Business Person of the Year, the 1998 Small Business Person of the Year. That was a national award the SBA bestowed upon him, and we were doing a lot of work at the SBA back in those days, and so we interviewed Greg on the show, and he became a good friend and was with us for a long time. And then he had to go below the radar. We're not going to ask a lot of questions because I don't want him to have to kill me. But he's back now. His new company is called Global Velocity. We're going to talk about your security online with our good friend, Greg Sullivan. Welcome back.
Jim, it's great to be back. And I just one quick clarification. It was the 1999 Small Business Person of the Year. So that makes me the Small Business Person of the Year for the last century.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I knew that it happened in 99. I couldn't remember if it was for the year before or whatever. But anyway, that's close enough. That's close enough for government. That's close enough for government work, isn't it? Isn't it, Greg?
Well, that's exactly right, Jim.
So okay, you've been below the radar, and we're not going to ask a lot of questions because I don't want to get hurt. But for the last few years. But you have emerged from some pretty intensive work in the security world to report to us about just how much in jeopardy our stuff is online, right?
That's right, Gemma. Specifically, I've been working in cyber security, which is, as you know, a little different than physical security, although we're beginning to think the lines are a little bit blurred. Mm-hmm. When you see things like attacks on industrial control systems like power plants and water systems and transportation and so on, which is an area we're also beginning to work in. But the bottom line is, Jim, everybody, there are people out there who value our data. And in some cases, by my observation, the bad guys, the cyber thieves, actually value our data sometimes more than we do. And we often will take measures, minimal measures to protect that data, which as we've seen are now, fairly easily exploited by an ambitious cyber thief.
Our minimal efforts have not been effective, have not been warranted. We needed to be more diligent, didn't we?
Well, we did. We didn't necessarily know that, so it may not be fair to be critical. And of course, we did do what most people did, what they thought they should do or could do. It's just more needs to be done because our information is being stolen. I mean, this country, in some ways, is like a huge intellectual property and financial drain to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
We stood up the internet and told everyone to come, and guess what? They did. The problem is they took some things with them when they left.
Yeah, and so how bad do you think it is, Greg? I mean, have we really just lost sovereignty over our stuff?
Well, I'll give you a couple data points, and through our talk here, I'll give you a few of these that we track. So McKinsey just reported that cyber crime itself will create $9 to $21 trillion in economic value over the next 5 to 7 years.
And let me put that in perspective. About 7 years ago, I was doing some work on cyber crime, cybersecurity with IBM. I was did some spokesperson stuff for them and was helping them get the message out. And that number was $86 billion 7 or 8 years ago.
Well, and what that tells us is that cybercrime is a growing business itself.
Exponentially.
Exponentially. And And these things are costly to us. And sometimes they're costly to us in ways we don't even know and understand. But for the breaches, the data breaches that we do know about, we know that for small and medium-sized businesses, the average cost of an individual breach is between, according to CNBC just recently, between $54,000 and $101,000.
Wow.
And there's been an increase in those since 2012 of by 50%.
You got a website, Greg?
My company is Global Velocity, and we are at globalvelocity.com.
Globalvelocity.com. When we come back, I'm going to get Greg to talk to us about where the exposure is, how do we fix it, and why would somebody want my stuff? That's a good question, right? 20 Till, right back with Greg Sullivan. Stay with us.
Cross the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.